We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does he sound happy? I mean, you've read the stories. Does he sound happy?
I never judge other people's happiness. I don't understand in the NBA why we care so much about other people's happiness. I just don't get it. Do you care about anybody else's happiness in your life? I don't really do that.
And so,
but we have to wait because you still have time for that. There is like a drop dead date when you offer a guy $200 million.
Sure.
And he says no.
Sure.
Then at that point, you guys can flip out and I can respond to it.
Okay, but
until a guy turns down $200 million, I am not like going down the road of I don't know what he likes. Is he happy? Is this guy like? No, you can't do that. Now, I will say this, uh-huh. And these things do happen. Guys do sign extensions, and then they ask to be traded. So I don't know about that, but as far as like leaving in free agency and Boston not getting anything in return, like there's no way at this point that we can be going down that road.
No way, said Scal. That was on Wednesday.
Jones, I care about your happiness.
Thank you, Mego.
Arcan, I care about your happiness.
I don't care about either of you or Ryan.
I don't care about Ryan because he doesn't respect the NHL for breaking news.
Real Scal move by you guys, sure, to say that. Speaking of Brian Scalabrine, if you missed that interview on Jones and Mego with Arcan, you can go back and listen to the podcast anytime. Subscribe to Jones and Mego with Arcan on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Ryan said the not caring about other people's habits, that's the white mamba mentality.
It's the white mamba mentality.
Yeah,
that's true.
Don't care about anything.
That's that both of you guys were commenting about that as we were rejoining. That stood out to you on our fourth or fifth listen to it. I'm not saying you hadn't picked up on it before. I had kind of just blown past it, but yes.
Yeah,
you care about other people's happiness?
Care a lot of other people's happiness, even from a selfish perspective. Like, are you mad at me? Please, do you still like me?
Right.
Are you going to leave me?
Right.
Please, don't abandon me.
Do I
never judge other people's happiness. I don't understand in the NBA why we care so much about
which
other people's
happiness. Which I think is a very relevant way to approach it with athletes who may be flight risks. You care if the athlete's happy or not because you like the athlete and you want them to stay here.
Yeah, you care about anybody else's happiness in your life. I don't really do that.
Look, what Scal's saying is that we don't know when we're talking out of our asses, and he's probably right about that. I mean, I'm definitely talking out of my ass.
Gross.
That's why it smells every time I walk in the studio.
My gym doesn't have towels, that's why. But so when it comes to like, but Scal knows better than anybody. Like when it comes to a player's happiness, that can rip apart a team. Like he's been in a lot of locker rooms. He knows if the star isn't on board or isn't happy, that's going to undo it. Like he knows that. So what he's probably saying is we don't know, which is fine. We don't know. I mean, I think we were on this very early. We were on it before the New York Times and the Ringer. So I'm like all in on this now. But Arcan, you also found that interesting from Scal that he doesn't care about anybody else?
Yeah, I think it's sort of an interesting deflection, you know? Well, yeah, why does everyone care so much about who's happy? Why does that matter? Why is everyone so obsessed with me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, people are obsessed with this because Jaylen Brown keeps doing interviews implying that he's not happy. It seems newsworthy.
Yeah.
It's near the end of the season, and I know he wants a contract and everything, but he's putting all this stuff out there. He's creating all this content. It's not that we're just sitting here randomly obsessed with Jaylen Brown. He's giving us a reason to talk about him. I think that's the whole point of why he's doing it.
Yeah, and so I also do want to ask Scal next week. I think we're talking to him on Tuesday.
Oh, we are talking to him on Tuesday.
Great. Because they're traveling next week or something like that. It's Scalentine's Day is Tuesday next week. You're right. I do want to ask him, what if Jaylen doesn't get his whole... The crux of his whole thing there was that Jaylen's going to get the Supermax. But what if he doesn't? Like, we were talking about this earlier in the show today, and we were looking at guards. Greeny made a big point at Barstool today how Jaylen should be considered a forward, which I just reject. I'm sure he's going to get forward votes. Like, I'm sure he will. And this happened to Tatum a few years ago and ended up leaving Tatum off All-NBA, and he cried about it for a whole offseason because players do care about this stuff, obviously. I think in a lot of cases, more than a title.
Do you know how many?
But in that case, it does matter because it's tens of millions of dollars.
It's costing a lot of money. No, I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm just saying I think a lot of athletes care more about it.
I'm going to cry if I lose tens of millions
of
dollars.
I'm saying I think they care more about it than a championship. That's all. I'm not saying they shouldn't care about it. I'd care about it. But I would probably care more about it than a title. Ring chasing's for your 30s. Making money is for your 20s. Like, that's how I'd look at it as an athlete. I can win a title when I'm 35. I can go team up with somebody when I'm 32. Now is when I get the bulk of my earnings for my career. And I wouldn't blame anybody for looking at it that way. I am very realistic with that. And so what I would ask Scal is, what if he doesn't get it? And I don't think he should qualify as a forward. Just because the Celtics start Smart and Derek White along with Jaylen Brown does not make Jaylen Brown a small forward. It just means the Celtics start three guards.
Well, and I don't want
to... That's a thing they choose to do. They start three guards.
I don't want to say, like, oh, just because of Jaylen Brown in this case.
They
I
also
just find,
start two centers when they have them.
Well,
so it's
and
like,
this is where
you know,
I find the position stuff with all NBA to be kind of, like, exhausting and outdated.
You think it should just be the top 15?
Yeah, I really do. Because guess what?
I think if Tatum bellyached about this, but I think...
If it happens to be almost all wings... Yeah. Okay, then that's the most valuable position in the NBA.
Wing is just more important than center.
And guess what? That's the case for most players. Well, like, wings are more valuable than most other players right now.
Right, Embiid and Jokic.
If all of a sudden it's all point guards, then that's going to tell you something about the league. If anything, I think it's more useful for telling you about where the game is going.
Yeah, Embiid and Jokic
last year. Okay, bigs don't get any respect. Okay, sorry, then you don't. Yeah, that's the way the game is.
And they don't win. Big and Jokic. Jesus.
New show on MTV.
Yeah. What did they say? I think they sang Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. I think that was Big and Jokic. Yeah.
Topical.
Embiid and Jokic were 1-2 in the MVP last year. They're probably going to be 1-2 again this year. They can't both make the first team. That is kind of stupid.
It's very stupid. And I'm not saying that because, Jaylen, it shouldn't matter if Jaylen's in as a forward or a guard. Like, yeah, there is some merit to that argument, but I just think overall... Who cares? Like, everybody talks about positionless basketball. It is more that
He's
way.
He's positionless player.
Exactly. Exactly. And so if you can't tell if Al Horford is a power forward or a center or if Jaylen's a guard thank you for helping me make
Arcan
the
knows, Arcan knows I had one of those where you just like choke on your tongue and can't get it out. I had that with Al Horford. There was a drop that lived in infamy at the old station where I couldn't say the name Al Horford. No, I think it's a little silly. But okay, fine.
Am I like deeply passionate about this? No.
No, but it's important for Jaylen and making money.
You know who it should be important to is Jaylen Brown. Do you guys think, because I have it up in front of me, do you think Jaylen Brown got more votes for all NBA last year as a forward or as a guard?
Guard.
Arcand?
I thought guard, but I don't know.
No, he got 3 votes as a forward. He got 0 votes as a guard. He got 3 votes total and all 3 were
even
for
less,
forward.
It makes even less sense last year. Who did they start last year? They started
Derek White.
But you know what?
No, they didn't.
Not Derek White.
They started Smart,
Brown, Tatum, Horford, Williams.
Horford, Rob.
Yeah.
He got 3 votes at forward last year?
Mm-hmm. Makes no sense.
People are 3 votes for third team, by the way.
People are idiots. Anyway, so Scal's not worried
about it. He should want to be a guard is the point I'm making.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scal's not worried about it. Or at least Scal thinks it's too early to be worried about it with Jaylen Brown. Ryan, is Paul Pierce worried about it?
Yeah.
Is Paul Pierce worried about the Jaylen Brown situation with the Celtics? Yeah. Let's hear from Paul Pierce. Yeah.
What do you make of Jaylen Brown and what? Time
out.
Have.
So Scal's asking the questions now.
We've come full circle today.
Oh my! Oh my!
This is on Scal's Sirius XM radio show that he does with Frank Isola, and they had Paul Pierce on as a guest.
Wait, hang on.
Yes,
that's a show.
It's a show.
Right? I'm not even saying that to be a dick. That's a show.
That's a show.
That's a show.
Scal does a radio show.
So Scal is interviewing people?
Yes.
Okay. So holy smokes. I didn't even know that. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, what are you going to do? Okay. I didn't know. Blew my mind. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Let's hear this.
Pierce jumped down his throat?
Have as a second option? Or should he think like, no, man, I'm going out there to be the guy every time I'm out here?
I think they have a great understanding of each other because I think they uplift each other. He doesn't get the same touches or the ball every time down like Jason Tatum, but you know, he's, I think, in my opinion, is just as equally equipped to handle the same type of responsibility if given the opportunity. I mean, the guy's averaging, 27 points a game? You know, maybe Jalen wants the opportunity to be the guy.
Oh.
I mean, we've seen
hear
this
that, Scal?
For years as guys have left teams where you thought, just think James Harden. James Harden wouldn't be James Harden if he didn't leave OKC. Tracy McGrady wouldn't have turned into the T-Mac own shoe if he didn't leave Toronto. You never know. Maybe that's on Jalen's mind, or maybe he'll stay. You know, maybe he wants the opportunity to see if he can be the guy, or you know, who knows?
You guys got to really, really don't get the lead, do you?
Wow. So a couple of things just jump out to me there. Let me go through these in order if you can. Number one, so Paul Pierce just answers the questions, huh? He doesn't quibble with how the questions are asked.
No.
That is interesting. So Paul Pierce goes on a radio interview and just answers the questions.
These are two guys from the league.
He doesn't.
You're
try
not
to,
from the league, Jones.
Good point. These are two.
You're not from the league.
These are two insiders.
He's not going to tell Paul Pierce he doesn't understand
so,
the league.
So Paul Pierce just answers the questions instead of reframing every single question every single time. Well, that's weird. That's interesting. I mean, that's a novel approach to an interview. Secondarily. Scal doesn't jump down Paul Pierce's throat, but I think you just answered why that is. Because
you are stretching today.
They're both in the club, so he's not going to jump down Pierce's throat.
It's okay when Paul says it.
Paul Pierce said, though, and here's the real takeaway, beyond just my petty bitchiness, here's the real takeaway, is that Paul Pierce thinks Jaylen Brown might be James Harden or might be Tracy McGrady.
Oh! Don't like that.
Those are not names Celtics fans should want to hear, right, Mego?
No, that's terrible. Because especially in the case of a James Harden, okay, so you have to go somewhere else to be the guy, as they say. Like, to be the guy, you can't be the guy here. I don't think that
well, he can't be.
Yeah,
he can't be
Tatum's
the guy
there,
here.
But I don't think it's the right path. I mean, it's not for me to decide. Absolutely not. Like, it's up to Jalen, but if you want to win championships and you want a supermax contract, like, what is the whole the guy thing? What, you have to be the number one everywhere? Like, I don't, if you can win a championship, if you can win championships, if you can get a supermax contract,
uh-huh.
Who
cares? Well, what if he can't? They haven't won a championship yet.
Yeah, but
I know
that if he gets the supermax contract and they look like they're in contention.
This is what I'm saying. Like, what if he doesn't make All NBA? We just went through it. He's borderline All NBA.
I know.
And he hasn't
won
a championship. Right.
It could go either way.
Yes.
I get that.
So what if he looks at it and says,
let's look at the odds of if he goes somewhere else and he's the guy somewhere else.
Yeah.
And he gets, maybe he gets the supermax contract. Maybe he doesn't.
I don't think
is he closer to winning a championship as the best guy on a team somewhere else?
I don't think so.
Than
maybe,
being an all-star with Jason Tatum.
No, but I've already answered this a bunch, and we can agree to disagree, but maybe he looks at it and says, I'm not winning here. So what does it matter if I'm in a better chance to win? I'm not winning. And I didn't get the Supermax. So I can go not get the Supermax and go not win somewhere else and be the guy. I mean, that to me is the pretty simple calculus there. Maybe he doesn't feel, I don't know that he feels that way, but I could see somebody looking at it that way.
Well, let me ask this.
James Harden was in a great position to win a championship with the Thunder. They made the finals just like the Celtics made the finals.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the scariest things.
And he
like, that is such
he
a
didn't
cautionary
stick it out.
Scenario.
McGrady and Carter, I think, only made a second round. They didn't even make a conference final, I don't think. So maybe McGrady didn't think he had any of it, and he was in Canada. So there was a lot working against
How
that
many guys do you think value being the guy, uh-huh. as was said in that clip, over winning a championship, if you have to choose between the two?
Well, how old are they? They're in their 20s?
Yeah.
99% of them want to be the guy. You're in your 30s, maybe you want to win a title. I mean, I that's how I feel about it. You know, Garnett was happy to be the guy for a long time. Pierce was happy to be the guy for a long time. Until he wasn't, and the Celtics needed to go get him help.
Yeah, I feel like Pierce wasn't super happy, though.
He was for a while, I think, to be the guy. Once you start making your all-star teams and your all-NBAs, and you make the playoffs, but
you
don't win.
Is that all there is?
Right, and then you made a bunch of money, and you go, oh, crap, I better go win a championship, or people are going to call me a loser. And people are going to say, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but what did he ever win? So I better go win something.
Arcan, what do you think?
I think that's probably right. I mean, I don't know that maybe loser's a little strong. You know, guys make the Hall of Fame sometimes and don't win a championship.
Yeah,
I don't know
if
you call them losers.
Yeah,
but
what do people call Barkley?
They call him a guy who never won a
really
championship.
No.
He's also a Hall of Famer.
No, people call him a loser. What are you talking about? What
a
do people
loser?
Call him? Yes.
Maybe a choker. I don't know about
people,
a loser.
Okay, whatever. Same difference. What do they call Karl Malone?
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
a loser.
Again,
mailman.
One of the all-time leading scorers. They call him the mailman.
Joke,
I know.
Actually,
but
what they call him these days, not so great.
Okay, but he's a Hall of Famer, but he's a loser. Malone didn't win squat. So, like, yes, I think you should be worried about that. You absolutely should be worried about that. My mind's just still blown. That's a show.
Not to mention,
I should listen to that.
Scal, it's every morning.
Scal does radio. Scal does a lot of radio. You never hear on the broadcast. He's always like, "Oh, when I did the radio show today." He's not talking about the interview he does here. He's talking about his own.
Should
I know? He should.
I got to be honest. But when he said that is what I thought he meant.
No,
you thought he was talking about you on the television.
Yes.
Sad little man.
Ryan, why did you tell me?
I don't know.
You
I'm
burst
sorry.
His bubble.
He said the other day he was like, "Yeah, I was watching Game 4 of the NBA Finals right before I came on." I go, "You weren't listening."
I would also be a little
Jones to his son is like, "Shh, Scal's talking about Daddy's show on the TV."
Hold on, Cat, come here. Where's the remote? I got to rewind this.
Cat, rewind it. Scal mentioned us.
He talked about a radio show. Also, and I don't know the timeline of the interview, but I know Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett sat down with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and Marcus Smart, and I'm wondering how much of this came up in conversations that did not end up making that final interview. Again, we said it with Tommy Curran weighing in on Bill Belichick. It's a weighted opinion. I kind of feel like Paul Pierce has probably, again, total speculation, but there's a good chance Paul Pierce had a conversation like this with Jaylen Brown not that long ago.
No, this I like. They did an interview with, meaning Pierce and Garnett, as Ryan just said, did an interview with Tatum and Jaylen and Smart. And so this is
well,
informed.
You're smiling
what?
Because Smart got
I mean, made him happy again.
Smart never should be in that interview, but whatever. But fine. So he did that interview. This is informed. Like off the record, they're sitting there. You know, they're off the record breakfast that they had, like Robert Kraft style. And he knows that Jaylen wants to be the guy somewhere. That's a goal of his. Maybe he doesn't want it today. I don't know when he wants it or even if he wants it, I guess. But maybe Pierce got that indication that, yeah, someday I want to be the guy. It's a good... It's good dot connecting. They were just interviewing.
They're very specific examples that he gave there with James Harden and Tracy McGrady. And you could probably find other guys that wanted their way out to be the guy, and it did not end up working out. And by the way, guess what those two guys ended up doing? Joining another team with an alpha, the 76ers, going to the Houston Rockets to play with Yao Ming, because it doesn't work that way, Jaylen.
Was Yao an alpha? It doesn't matter. But so when it comes I just lost my train of thought. Crap. What was I just going to say?
Being the guy, Jaylen Brown.
Being the guy. Oh, right. Who was the McGrady guy? Was Jaylen a big McGrady fan or is it Tatum? One of those guys has said that, like, they met them when they were young and they were a big fan. I think it's Jaylen and McGrady.
Well, that's not good either. Let me Google it.
I think it's right.
Yep. Tracy McGrady discusses his impact on Jaylen Brown.
There you go.
He's had an impact on Jaylen Brown's growth. He spoke with Chris Forsberg a year ago about this. Oh, no. Oh dear. Oh, no. Both Brown and Tatum are going to take their game even further if they beat Kevin Durant.
In my head, the Celtics, the Geno music was playing as I was clapping.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
The McGrady-Brown connection stretches back to 2014 when Brown, still a Georgia high schooler, tweeted McGrady in search of inspiration. McGrady replied to Brown, imploring, "Remember, humble and hungry." Last season, after earning his first All-Star nod, Brown wore a pair of Adidas sneakers with McGrady's message etched on the side.
So what do you think? Do you think Jaylen likes McGrady because he's like, he should have stayed in Toronto? My guess is no. My guess is when Jaylen started liking Tracy McGrady, it wasn't when he was second to Vince Carter in Toronto. It's probably when he got his own team and he was the guy. Interesting. Well, good stuff from Paul Pierce. Good catch by Ryan. Like, shame on me. I wish we got to that earlier. Good stuff from Paul Pierce. That's on me. We'll definitely circle back to that next week, I'd imagine. You can give Rich Keefe a call, by the way, 617-779-7937. Perhaps he'll be discussing this. I know he has an hour leading up to college hoops tonight. But either way, give him a call, 617-779-7937. And we have Endgame, which can get, you know, downright frosty. It can get very confrontational.
It was rough yesterday.
As we came to learn yesterday. Don't miss it.
I don't remember. What happened?
Endgame next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.